it's interesting that classics tend to build up a sort of myth about how they were produced and why they were produced. And so with Alice in Wonderland, you have the myth that it was first read on a summer's day rowing up the Thames, when in fact it was raining, if you look at the weather reports. With Stevenson, he also produced a sort of myth around his story. He was staying in Scotland, near Braemar, I think, with his stepson and his wife and a couple of other people, and it was raining, and the story began. Now, there's a conflict between his account, which says that he and his father were doodling a map and decided to write a story about it, and his stepson, Lloyd Osborne, who says that he suggested that Stevenson write it, so there's a problem there. But what is certainly seems to be true is that Stevenson wrote it, the first half of it, very quickly. He says a chapter a day, but unfortunately there aren't enough days if you look at the diaries and that to suit that. But it's kindly, he wrote a very good piece called My First Book. Well, it wasn't his first book, but it's my first book, for a collection by, I think, Jerome K. Jerome, possibly. He put forward this idea that it flowed from him like water. It just, he could write a chapter a day, and after the first half of it, he stopped. He ran dry. And it certainly is true that he sold the book to young folks, and it started to be published week by week, or I guess was week by week. And he hadn't finished it. And he went to Davos in Switzerland for his health and started to write it again. And he says, well, it was when I got there, I was suddenly inspired to do it again. His wife says he only had to write it because he was frightened of the episodes catching up with him. So it's a good deal of myth making, but it's certainly true that he sat and wrote it initially for his stepson and his father, who were both listeners by the fire. They read it every night, chapter by chapter. And he also wrote to his friend W.E. Henley and said, could he send Henley send him a book about pirates? And so Henley sent him the standard work on pirates, which may or may not have been written by Daniel Defoe, and therefore may have been mostly fiction anyway. And from it, Stevenson borrowed a lot of details about pirates and embellished it and added to it and so on. So there's a certain kind of factual element. So when they talk about, when Long John Silver is talking about pirates he has known, he's talking about real pirates. And so it gives it a sense of authenticity. So it was a book written at high speed for the first half. It then appeared in Young Folks and really wasn't particularly successful. And Stevenson rewrote it and polished it and patched it around and for the book format. So it has quite a long, interesting history. And it's one of those books which, at least initially, was designed for a child reader, just as Alice in Wonderland was. But there's a lot more to it as the book developed than just a response for the child reader.